2018年精编初中英语教学与评估17
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1.Timmy's favorite outdoor activity is playing baseball.
Timmy's favorite outdoor activity is playing baseball.
2. Christmas is coming. Lucy and Ben are decorating the Christmas tree.
Christmas is coming. Lucy and Ben are decorating the Christmas tree.
3. During art festival,Students played different musical instruments.
During art festival, students played different musical instruments.
4. Mrs. Green always reads stories to little Charlie at bedtime.
Mrs. Green always reads stories to little Charlie at bedtime.
5.Julian has won the first prize in the running competition.
Julian has won the first prize in the running competition.
6. How happy Jane was to water the flowers in her garden yesterday.
How happy Jane was to water the flowers in her garden yesterday.
B.Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. What subject do you like, Alice?
I like English best, but solving math problems and doing chemistry experiments are fun too.
Question. What is Alice's favorite subject?
请再听一遍。
What subject do you like, Alice?
I like English best, but solving math problems and doing chemistry experiments are fun too.
Question. What is Alice's favorite subject?
Eight. I'd like to order a salad, a sandwich, and some orange juice.What would you like?
A hamburger, a chicken leg, and some cola, please.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? 请再听一遍。I'd like to order a salad, a sandwich, and some orange juice. What would you like?
A hamburger, a chicken leg, and some cola, please.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably...take place.
9. When are we going to leave?
It's 6:20 now. Let's leave at 6:30.
6:30? Only 10 minutes left. I have to hurry up.
Question. When are they going to leave? 请再听一遍。
When are we going to leave?
It's 6:20 now. Let's leave at 6:30.
6:30? Only 10 minutes left. I have to hurry up.
Question. When are they going to leave? 10. Shall we go to the forest park by underground or by bus?
I've never taken a ferry before. Let's go by ferry.
Okay, let's.
Question. How will they go to the forest park?
请再听一遍。Shall we go to the forest park by underground or by bus?
I've never taken a ferry before. Let's go by ferry.
Okay, let's.
Question. How will they go to the forest park? 11. Hello, Lucy.What are you busy with these days?
Tom and I are conducting a survey on global warming.
Sounds great. Shall I join you?
Sure, you're more than welcome, George.
Question, who wants to join the team?
请再听一遍。
Hello, Lucy. What are you busy with these days?
Tom and I are conducting a survey on global warming.
Sounds great. Shall I join you?
Sure, you're more than welcome, George.
Question, who wants to join the team?
Jack, were you in Guangzhou last week?
Yes, I was. I came back the day before yesterday.
Did you go there for a meeting?
Not really. I went there to visit my uncle.
Question, why did Jack go to Guangzhou last week?
请再听一遍。
Jack, were you in Guangzhou last week?
Yes, I was. I came back the day before yesterday.
Did you go there for a meeting?
Not really. I went there to visit my uncle.
Question, why did Jack go to Guangzhou last week? Dad, something is wrong with our washing machine, and a lot of clothes need to be washed. What should I do?
I'm busy with my work. There is a coin-operated washing machine on the first floor. Let's go.
Question, what can we learn from the conversation?
请再听一遍。
Dad, something is wrong with our washing machine, and a lot of clothes need to be washed. What should I do?
I'm busy with my work. There is a coin-operated washing machine on the first floor. Let's go.
Question, what can we learn from the conversation? What are you doing, Peter?
I'm reading a novel.
Let me have a look. It's an amazing book, but would you mind reading it after my class?
I'm sorry, Miss Liu.
Question, what is the possible relationship between the two speakers?
请再听一遍。
What are you doing, Peter?
I'm reading a novel.
Let me have a look. It's an amazing book, but would you mind reading it after my class?
I'm sorry, Miss Liu.
Question, what is the possible relationship between the two speakers?
Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
In 1608, an Englishman named Thomas traveled in Italy. He liked the country and wrote everything interesting. But he found one thing more interesting than the others. In his diary, Thomas wrote, "When the Italians eat meat, they use small forks. They do not eat with their hands because, as they say, people do not always have clean hands." Before he went back to England, Thomas bought a few forks. At home, Thomas had a dinner party to show the forks to his friends. When the steak was served, he took out a fork and wanted to cut the steak as the Italians did in Italy. His friends were surprised when they saw this. He told them what the fork was. They all said that Italians were very strange people because the fork was not easy to use at all. Thomas tried to prove that his friends were wrong, so he began to show that it was easy to use the fork. But the first piece of meat he took with the fork fell to the floor. His friends began to laugh at him, and he had to take the fork away. People in England began to use forks only 50 years later.
请再听一遍。
In 1608, an Englishman named Thomas traveled in Italy. He liked the country and wrote everything interesting, but he found one thing more interesting than the others. In his diary, Thomas wrote, "When the Italians eat meat, they use small forks. They do not eat with their hands because, as they say, people do not always have clean hands. Before he went back to England, Thomas bought a few forks. At home, Thomas had a dinner party to show the forks to his friends. When the steak was served, he took out a fork and wanted to cut the steak as the Italians did in Italy. His friends were surprised when they saw this. He told them what the fork was. They all said that Italians were very strange people because the fork was not easy to use at all. Thomas tried to prove that his friends were wrong, so he began to show that it was easy to use the fork. But the first piece of meat he took with the fork fell to the floor. His friends began to laugh at him, and he had to take the fork away. People in England began to use forks only 50 years later. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Mark was walking home from school one day when he noticed a boy in front of him. The boy had dropped all of his books he was carrying, along with two sweaters and a baseball hat. Mark helped the boy pick up the things and they walked home together. As they walked, Mark learned that the boy's name was Bill. Bill loved video games, baseball, and history, but he was having trouble with some of his subjects at school. They arrived at Bill's home first. Mark was invited in for some drink and to watch TV. The afternoon passed pleasantly with some laughs and small talks. Then Mark went home. They continued to see each other around school, had lunch together twice a week, then both graduated from high school. 3 weeks before graduation, Bill asked Mark if they could talk. Bill reminded him of the day when they had first met.
"Did you ever wonder why I was carrying so many things home that day?" asked Bill.
"You see, I cleaned out my locker because I was going home to end my life. But after we spent some time together talking and laughing, I realized that if I had died, I would have missed out on many good times. So you see, Mark, when you picked up those books that day, you actually saved my life."
请再听一遍。
Mark was walking home from school one day when he noticed a boy in front of him. The boy had dropped all of his books he was carrying, along with two sweaters and a baseball hat. Mark helped the boy pick up the things and they walked home together. As they walked, Mark learned that the boy's name was Bill. Bill loved video games, baseball, and history, but he was having trouble with some of his subjects at school. They arrived at Bill's home first. Mark was invited in for some drink and to watch TV. The afternoon passed pleasantly with some laughs and small talks. Then Mark went home. They continued to see each other around school, had lunch together twice a week, then both graduated from high school. 3 weeks before graduation, Bill asked Mark if they could talk. Bill reminded him of the day when they had first met.
"Did you ever wonder why I was carrying so many things home that day?" asked Bill.
"You see, I cleaned out my locker because I was going home to end my life. But after we spent some time together talking and laughing, I realized that if I had died, I would have missed out on many good times. So you see, Mark, when you picked up those books that day, you actually saved my life."